Hello everyone, this is Chris here, or BlindGamer95, and today I'm going to start a series on a game called Bakirano Daibouken 2. Now, what is this game? This game is a Japanese game that has been partially translated into English, and as we go, I'll be trying to explain what's happening. So, I will post the download link in the video description so that you can grab it. So without any further ado, here we go. I'm gonna go over to Fusion here, and I think it's picking up some of my speech. I'm gonna
run dialogue, type the name of the pro,
go to where the game is stored.
Local disk, Nianchang,
which is by default in your C drive. You hit N, there's a folder called Nianchen, some Japanese thing. You hit enter.
Folder view list selected.
There's a folder with some Japanese text that's probably not translated right.
Folder.
And you want to run a file called play.exe.
Play 2 of 6.
And
context menu, open, run as pin to start, send pin to start menu I. LC Sadilla.
What I would do is pin that to your start menu.
Desktop.
So that you can run it from the start menu. Or you could put it on your desktop, whatever.
Start.
So when you download the install file, you want to open it, hit enter, wait for it to copy, and then check that folder in your C drive. When you run the game for the first time, you want to press and hold E, and it will switch to the English mode where the menus and some other things are translated. So, without any further ado, let's get started. I'm going to
play P3 of 7.
Run the game.
Taskbar. Bakirano Daibouken 2 Gakushu Sashidasi QQ version 1.32.
Okay.
Bakirano Daibouken 2 title menu.
Alright, now I have already turned down the music. By default, it'll be pretty loud, but I've turned it down. And when you first start the game, it will be set to clipboard output. So you'll have to read your clipboard, either read it with your screen reader or paste it somewhere. Do whatever you have to do. To change your settings, we're going to go over that real quick.
Load game.
So the first option is load game.
Check for updates.
Check for updates, so I'll check that.
No updates are available. Bakirano Daibouken right. Load check for game settings.
Wait, you want to go? Okay. So from the very top, you hit down arrow.
Load
one,
game. Check for updates.
Two.
Game settings.
Three times.
Settings menu. Atmosphere sounds volume 1500 BGM volume.
Okay, so you've got BGM, which is the background music. You press enter.
Press up and down arrow to adjust BGM volume.
If I hit down arrow, it's at the lowest. I can turn it up. Excuse me.
Settings menu. Atmosphere sounds right. Volume. 1500.
1500. This is the background ambience. We're going to keep it as is.
Screen reader. NVDA/JAWS.
Okay, that is what you want to have it set to if you're using those two screen readers. You can also choose
select screen reader. PC talk. Clipboard.
Clipboard, which is the default.
PC Talker.
PC Talker, I think that's a Japanese screen reader.
Auto Detect.
Auto Detect, I think we'll try to auto detect whatever you're using.
NVDA/JAWS.
NVDA/JAWS.
SAPI 5.
Or SAPI 5, which uses your default SAPI 5 text-to-speech voice that comes with your computer.
NVDA Auto Detect. PC Talker. Clipboard. Auto NVDA/ settings menu.
We're going to keep it like that. And again, the easiest way is probably to read your clipboard output to get through these.
At screen, check for updates at startup, off.
We'll keep that off.
Select language.
Select language.
Select the display language. English. Japanese.
English or Japanese. We'll stick to English.
Settings menu. At save settings. Select language.
And that's it.
Save your settings have been Bakirano Daibouken. Load game. Check game. Quit game.
Alright, and the last option is quit game.
Game settings. Check load game. New game.
Okay, we are going to start a new game.
Welcome to Bakura no Daibouken 2. This side-scrolling game is a sequel to Bakura no Daibouken Yumino Nikano Yabao.
Yeah, this is the second game in a series. The first game is not translated. The second and third games are translated.
First, please choose the slot the game will be saved in. One, please choose the save slot.
Alright. So for this, you have up to 10 slots to choose from, so...
2, 1,
1,
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All the way up to 10.
8, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Which means you could have up to 10 different games going on in progress.
This save slot already has save data. Do you want to override it? Yes.
Yes, we do, because I'll just start a new game.
Next, please determine the name of the player. Once you've typed your name, please press tab to continue. Bakuranide Balkan 2 Gaka Shusash.
Alright, we're gonna... Let's see, what should I name my character? Well, seeing as I'm not all that creative, I'll just name him Chris.
Player's name is Chris. Is this okay? Bakuranide Balkan?
And then you hit tab when you're done, and then hit up arrow?
No.
Or down arrow?
Yes.
I think by default, it's selected on the top option. But I always hit the down and up arrows just to make sure.
New data has been created.
Okay.
Now, the game begins.
And if you're wondering how I'm scrolling through this, you press enter. If you hit the arrow keys...
Now, the game begins.
It just reads the scrolling text, so it scrolls by in chunks. So you hit enter.
You must first go through a tutorial, you will then depart on an adventure.
Okay, this is the tutorial, and it's going to show you the basics of how to play the game. I'll try to explain if things aren't clear, but this does a pretty good job, so let's go.
Select a stage and level by using the arrow keys and pressing enter. Pressing the spacebar will repeat the current menu item.
Oh yeah.
Pressing the spacebar will repeat the current menu item.
Okay, so you could hit space, I forgot about that. So you can use space or the arrows.
This game is the sequel. Would you like to recap the previous game? This will help you understand the adventure if you are unfamiliar with the first one. What do you wish to do?
Let's see. Space doesn't work in the menus, okay?
I want to play the game. I want to recap.
Now, we can't recap because it's in Japanese and I'm not going to go through that.
I want to play the game.
And that's the AC, sorry about that.
Data Chris, total playing time, 0 hours, 1 minutes, 26 seconds.
Okay. Now we're in the... I guess you could call this the game screen. So...
Select stage, move to stage select screen.
Okay, I hit space to read the top item. Okay, so it does work in these menus.
Select stage, items, check currently held items.
Select stage lets you choose the level that you want to play. Items shows the items that you have, which I don't think we have any.
Collection items, check currently held collection items.
Collection items are things that you just find that don't seem to be really all that useful. There are some things that are useful, but not everything is.
Weapons, check currently held weapons.
You can view your weapons.
Check and change data, manage save data.
This allows you to manage your save data. We'll go in here real quick.
Data menu.
Okay.
Player name, Chris, enter to change. Save slot. 1, enter to change.
Okay, so the first one allows you to change the save slot.
Player name, Chris, enter to change.
The second one lets you choose the player name.
Stage reset.
This will reset your stages back to default, so you have to start over from the beginning.
Go back.
And go back.
Data Chris. I collection item. Web check and change data. Game settings. Save game and quit.
Okay, let's...
Game check. Weapon. Game settings.
Game settings.
Settings menu. Atmosphere sounds. Screen re- and check for up. Select length. Save settings.
Okay, this is basically the same settings menu that we had.
Your settings. Item. Right. Collect. Save game and... Save game and quit.
Save game and quit. And that does exactly what it says. Okay, I'm gonna go back up to the top.
Collection items. Item. Select stage.
Okay.
Select stage. Tutorial.
I hit space because there's only one item. So...
Select level.
Select level. And as usual, we only have one.
01, the enter key.
All right, so here we go.
Let's play ball. I'll roll a ball. Please return the ball by pressing enter. Please return the ball to the right.
Okay. Before I continue, let me talk about this for just a second. This is teaching you how to interact with objects. And to interact with objects, you press enter when they're pretty close to you, or when they're in the center of your stereo field. So I'm going to hit enter. And
the ball will start rolling the other way when it reaches the left side.
We're going to wait. For now, I'll just wait. I'm not going to talk about walking just yet. There it goes.
Okay. So, now I will roll 10 balls. Please return them all.
Alright. Let's go. Whoa. I'm just tapping enter when they get close. Oops. Wait, what was that? Why is that one coming back? That should do it.
Amazing. Thus, in this game, you can press enter to grab objects. You can also catch items while running.
Yep.
You can also grab moving items with enter. Got all that? Select stage.
All right, this is the tutorial.
Select level 02, jumping.
Alright, this teaches you how to jump.
Remember how to use the enter key. Next, we will learn to jump. You can attack while jumping, but only enemies in the air will be affected.
Makes sense.
So first, let's catch a ball floating in the air somehow. You'll hear the sound of the ball.
Alright.
When you think the ball is in the center, jump and hit enter to grab it. Note that you must press the up arrow to jump.
Okay, so this is going to mean that there's an item in the air, and you'll have to jump up and hit enter to try to get it. Alright. So you hear that beep, I'm gonna hit the up arrow.
Jump!
And
jump!
Oh, let's see.
Jump! Jump!
Alright, I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna take one step to the right. To walk, you use the left and right arrows.
Jump!
Okay, let's learn how to avoid attacks. Oops. Although you won't take any damage here.
I skipped some of the by accident because I was pressing enter a lot of times to try to grab that. Okay, so now we're going to learn how to avoid attacks.
There will be arrows coming from the right. Try and jump right before the arrow is about to hit you.
Alright.
Jump!
Oops.
Jump!
Jump! Let me walk.
Jump!
There we go. Walk a little bit.
Jump!
Jump. This will become very important later.
Jump! Jump!
It's teaching you how to avoid attacks.
Jump!
Yes, good work.
All right.
However, the author is feeling evil, so now let's make things more difficult.
Oh boy.
Jump! Jump! Jump!
Naya, let's add more. Isn't this fun?
Okay. Well, that was kind of crazy. That was a lot of stuff to try to avoid. Let's keep going here. Hey! I think you get like the idea.
Good job.
Okay, if you want to know my honest opinion, I think that's kind of overkill, but okay.
Select stage.
Alright.
Select 02, jumping. 03, basic attacking.
Alright, here we go. Now this is kind of an annoying level.
We will now learn the basics of attacking enemies. You've been given a weapon for this level. Now break this toy car. What? A waster, you say? Haha, it's not important. Just relieve some stress and break the car.
Wow.
You already have a weapon equipped, so press space to hit the cars.
Yep, you hit the space bar to attack.
Three strikes will destroy the cars.
All right. I'm gonna run. I'm gonna run, and to run,
isn't
you hold
fun?
Down.
I'll increase the number of cars.
Okay, to run, you hold down control and the arrows. And I guess we got more cars. Here we go.
Good job. Here is a boss to defeat. This one will take a lot more hits. I'll give you a small fish for beating it.
Now this one, if I remember correctly, is in the air, so we're gonna have to jump.
Well, good luck.
And this is a good time to bring in a different command, which is the D key. If you hit D, it will show you a list of items in the current game field, which is really, really useful. We'll do that.
Object information, total objects 3, current position 8. Total
okay.
Objects, toy car at 9, height 0.
That bleep means that it's right on your same position, or close to you.
Toy car at 10, height 0. Toy car at 11, height 0.
Height 0 means it's on the ground. If it's 1 or higher, you have to jump.
Great. Select stage.
Alright, the reason I was running there was because those cars move really fast, so you have to try to keep up with them.
Select level.
Alright. Oh, you can also use home and end to jump to the top and bottom of menus, which is what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to hit end.
04, tutorial remix.
Okay.
Now, let's get serious. Your lessons were divided into 3 separate parts, until now.
And page up and page down adjust the music volume, I believe. Let's see.
This zone combines everything from this tutorial.
Yep, this is a level where you can basically practice everything that you've learned.
And no hints. Take advantage of everything you've learned so far and complete the level.
Okay.
Oh, and you won't be able to return to previous areas in the level once you've gone through. So, good luck and see you again at the exit.
Okay. Yeah, page up increases the music volume. Page down turns it down. Hit enter. Oop, there we go. Turn that down just a little bit. Now I'm just going to run. Now what you can also do is jump and run in the air by hitting the up arrow and control right arrow.
Jump!
Like that. The other thing to note about jumping, this is different than jumping in a lot of other audio games. When you press the arrow key when you're in the air, you only move one step. So you can't tap the arrow key really quick. So if you want to jump in the air, you have to jump and hit control right or left arrow. So let's go. There's a door. You press enter. Alright, we're leaving. Alright. Yeah, these cars are really annoying. Because they move so damn fast. Okay, now, before we continue, there are a few things I'll show you. If you hit H,
100/100,
it's your health. Let's see what else we got here. If you hit W,
select weapon,
that brings up your list of weapons.
Club 1, useful against the car in the tutorial, but weak against everything else.
I hit space, that's the only one I have. Now,
select weapon.
Nope, can't do that. If you hit tab,
submenu,
this pauses the game and gives you lists of options. So,
status display,
status,
status, HP, 100/100, 100%.
This gives you your status, or status, whatever you want to call it.
Current position, 87.
Current position on the board.
Weapon, club, gold, 0, level, 04. Weapons restricted, no.
Alright.
Submenu, item, collection items.
Items gives you a list of items that you can use, like things to heal, and some other stuff that we'll get into later.
Collection items.
Collection items, let you see them.
Weapons.
Weapons.
Equipped weapons.
Equipped weapons. Now, this is cool.
Select weapon to change. To, right.
Okay. You can assign numbers 1 and 2 to different weapons. So let's say I want to choose number 1.
1, left. Select weapon.
And we'll assign that to the club.
Select weapon to change. 2.
Hit escape.
Item. Collect weapons. Equipped weapons. Object information.
Object information is the same thing that you get when you hit D. This blank one returns you to the stage select menu. This is not translated.
Settings menu.
Settings menu brings up the settings menu.
Close menu.
Close menu. Okay. You can also use keyboard commands. If you hit I.
You do not have any items.
I accesses your items. C accesses your collection items. And I believe that's it. So.
Select weapon.
W. Let's see.
List of collection items. You do not have any items. 11.
Wait, 11?
11.
Not sure what O does. It says 11.
11. 11.
Weird, I didn't know that worked. X apparently also acts as a space bar, so it does the same thing as space. Okay, let's continue. Now.
Up toy car at 21 height 1.
This is the one that's at height 1. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump up. Let's see. Wait for it to come back. Walk to the door. Oh, I walked past the door, so when I went left. Wow.
Great job. You've completed the tutorial and are ready to start the game. You did an amazing job. You've made me proud.
Alright.
The tutorial has been completed. The item warehouse is unlocked. You can now start your adventure. Select stage. Stage 1.
Alright, so we have
tutorial
and stage 1. The last thing I'll show you in this video,
select level, item warehouse,
is the item warehouse.
Here you can store items, weapons and collection items, to keep them out of the way when you don't need them. You can store an unlimited number of items. Warehouse menu.
Okay, this allows you to store items. So the first option,
store items.
Store your items.
Retrieve items.
Retrieve.
Close the warehouse.
Or close.
Restore us. Please select the type of item to store. Items.
So you can store items.
Collection items.
Collection items.
Weapons.
Weapons.
Everything.
Everything.
Go back.
Which does everything.
Everything.
Apparently.
Weapons.
Alright, let's choose weapons because I don't want my club.
Select the item. Everything. Go back. Every club 1. Useful against the car.
Alright.
Store how many club? Go back. 1. You do not have any weapons. Please select collection items.
I don't want the club, so I'm going to go back.
Go back. Warehouse menu. Close the warehouse. I hope you find this warehouse useful. Select stage.
Alright. Stage 1, I think we will do in another video. The idea here is to split these up into a video per stage, so we'll see how we do. The other thing I'm going to mention real quick is that when you're playing this game, you'll have to do a lot of grinding, so you'll have to play a lot of levels over and over and over to get enough gold to buy different things and continue. So when I have to do those, I'll either do those when I'm not recording, or I'll just pause until I'm ready to continue. So I'm going to...
Data Chris, I'd save game and... No, yes. taskbar.
All right. So that is how that works. And I'm going to end this. So until next time, you guys, have fun, take care, and I'll be back.